Justin, Justin, Marsh, Marsh, 8423 today, 62690. He's a date of birth, 33-year-old gentleman, comes in today with a rather large inflamed abscess right hip area, period. In the paragraph, he states that he gets this all the time. In the past, they have done nothing as far as workup is concerned. He doesn't remember if he's ever had any culture insensitivity. He doesn't know if he is an MRSA or has MRSA or is a staph carrier, period. In the paragraph, medical problems, none. Surgical problem, none. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Social, he smokes a pack, he doesn't drink. He's married, has 3 children. He does a lot of traveling. When he travels, he takes his kids with him. He works for a plant, and he lays brick and does welding. Family history, possible diabetes and stroke. Review of system, recurrent abscess formation. Right hip at this time has been in different growings, has had no fever, some nausea, but no vomiting, no hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure, convulsion, positive hip pain, positive arm pain, positive groin pain. 243 pounds, no significant change, 98%, 97.9, 16, 93, 145 over 90, heart positive, 1 positive is 2, slightly tachycardic, lungs clear, abdomen is soft, slight tenderness noted over the epigastric area, neurological non-focal skin shows no rash, there's a 3.5 by 2.5 centimeter abscess right hip, there's also growing lymphadenopathy noted on the right side. Neurological non-focal or extremity shows no edema. Assessment number 1, right hip abscess. Number 2, procedure after consent was obtained, the area was anesthetized and drained. Next number, iodoform gauze was used to pack the area. Next one was come back in 24 hours. Next one was rocephin a gram now. Next one was clindamycin 300 BID. Was it clindamycin 300? QID and Ceftriaxone DS1-BID. Next number, we did look at the growing area, which is consistent with lymphadenopathy related to the abscess on the right hip. Next one is right hip abscess is 3.5 by 2.5 centimeter. Next number, IND was carried out without any problems. Next number, sitz bath at home. Next number, we talked about using Hibiclens, H-I-B-I-C-L-E-N-S soap, and possible suppression therapy. Next number is we'll wait for MRSA to see if he does have an MRSA or he's a staph carrier. Next number, rocephin a gram was given and he tolerated the injection well. Next number is slightly tachycardic because that we looked at his heart. He has a normal echocardiogram. Next number is family history of stroke. Prompted us to do an ultrasound of his carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number is he does have growing lymphadenopathy in the right region consistent with the infection. Next one is white count obtained. Next one is diabetes will be ruled out. Next number will come back in 24 hours and we'll decide on how to proceed with the treatment. He might need another gram of rocephin at that time. Thank you.